Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe is bringing our attention to the aroma of Christ.
We've been around Jesus. We're part of Jesus. Wherever we go now, the aroma of Christ is around us. People should be around you as a follower of Jesus, looking at your life and saying, you smell different.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and I'm Wayne Shepherd. Mark, today you're asking this important question. Don't take this wrong. What do you smell like?
That's right. And don't worry, I'm not going to reach over there and try to sniff your shirt, Wayne.
Okay.
But I believe the Bible talks about a spiritual aroma. You know, if you've been around something, you start to smell like what you've been around.
Right.
And, you know, I grew up in a small village in northern Spain, and there were cows, and we would sometimes go out there, and after being with the cows and around cow manure,
I would smell
like, wait a second, I don't smell very nice because I've been around something.
Yeah.
When you've been around Jesus, you start to carry the aroma of Jesus. So that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 2 is talking about.
All right. The message is called, What Do You Smell Like? And here's Mark Jobe with Bold Steps.
Hey, today I want to take your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. I want to talk to you about the topic of what do you smell like? Some of you are, what do I smell like? We all have an odor. We all have a smell. And I'm not talking about your physical odor or smell, but I'm talking about something a little bit more compelling than that, your spiritual smell. You know, a couple months ago, I was invited by a pastor who is trying to raise money to build a community center on the south side. His name is Pastor Corey Brooks. They call him the Rooftop Pastor. And he's raising money to build a community center. And he's sleeping on the top of this, railroad carts that they put together on a tent up there in what they call Block O. The rappers rap about it. O Block. At one time, it was one of the most dangerous blocks in the city of Chicago. There's some housing projects not too far away from it. And so I spent the night on top of this with this brother in another tent. And in the morning, it was really cold and chilly. And so they had a fire that was the only way that they were keeping warm, a fire pit. And they kept putting wood on the fire. And we did a radio interview from the top of that rooftop. And so I sat around this fire pit probably for about an hour and a half talking. The smoke kept blowing over on me. And then when I came down, I noticed, hey, I smell kind of like fire, like smoke. And a little while back, I was walking somewhere. I ran into one of my family members, and they were like, whoa, Dad, you really smell. This smells strong. Where you been? I said, well, I was around the fire, a fire pit, and so I smelled. Then I ran into someone else, and they said, whoo, you really smell. Man, you smell like you've been in a forest fire or something. I said, yeah, I've been around a fire pit. And here's what struck me as I walked away. What struck me is this. When you're around something, you typically pick up the odor of what you're around. And if you're around it long enough, then you pick up the odor more and more. So whatever you hang around a lot is what you tend to start to smell like. Now, I know some of you I'm talking to aren't really churchgoers here. Someone invited you, so maybe today you put a little mint in your breath because you smell like liquor and you smell like the bar that you were in last night. If it is you, I am so glad you're here today. Welcome to New Life Community Church. But I want to talk to you today, and what do you smell like is the question that I want to ask you. What do you smell like? Whatever you've been hanging out with, whatever you've been around a lot, whatever you've made your environment is typically what you start smelling like. If you turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, this is written by the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote two letters. 1 Corinthians, by the way, Corinthians is what we call it, but he was writing to the people that were in Corinth. Corinth was a party town. If you wanted to call someone a partier back in those days, you would say, you're a Corinthian, because they were known to be a place that had a lot of drinking, a lot of sailors, a lot of carousing. They were a wild town, and Paul had helped plant a church in a wild town called Corinth, and he wrote a letter to them in the beginning. The first letter is to correct all the crazy things they were doing. They were getting drunk at communion. Some guy was sleeping with his father's, with his stepmother, and there was divisions and there was chaos in the church. He was trying to correct them. And then he wrote a second letter to see how they dealt with the first letter, called 2 Corinthians. That's what we're in. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. What do you smell like? I'm going to start reading in verse 14. The Apostle Paul says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To one we are the aroma that brings death, and to the other an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task?" If you're taking notes, write this down. Number one, your surrendered life is the aroma of God. Your surrendered life is the aroma of God. Look at what he says. "But thanks be to God." The Apostle Paul is thanking God for the Corinthians, who many of them have been very wild people before, crazy lifestyles. But he says, "Thanks be to God that you have changed, and you're no longer who you used to be. God has gotten a hold of you." And he says, "Thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession." This is only the second time this word is used in the Greek New Testament. Triumphal procession. You say, well, what's he talking about? Well, in the days that Paul was writing, the entire Judea and all of Israel was under the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire lasted for about 900 years, and the Romans methodically conquered the world, region by region, country by country. They had a massive army. And this massive army would go and they conquered pretty much the known world of the time. They would conquer and then they would let the conquered people rule their region. Every time they conquered a region, or every time they conquered a country, they elevated the general. And so when they conquered a region or a people or a country, they would do a massive procession, a parade down the streets of Rome to celebrate the conquering. At the front of the parade, they would have the general, and they would have his top military commanders. And then they would have banners, and they would have garlands of flowers, and they would have incense, and they would have trumpeteers as they walked in this massive parade through the streets of Rome while people cheered on either sides. And towards the tail of the parade, they would have some of the key people that they conquered, some of the leaders of the country that they conquered, in chains, walking with them. And the general would go ahead, and they would celebrate, and people would cheer, and it was a massive, massive celebration. Paul is referring to that image. And he says, Christ is the one who has conquered. This is a massive procession, and all those of us who have been conquered by Christ are in this massive procession. And we trail behind Christ, who is one victorious. And the aroma of his conquering, the incense, the garland, it spreads to everybody around us, so everybody smells the victory, the conquering that Christ has brought about. Now listen to me well, this is really huge. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that you and I, at one time in our life, and not everybody in this auditorium, maybe it's true of, but many people it's true, there came a point in your life in which you wrestled with God and you finally surrendered to Jesus Christ and you said, my life is no longer mine. My life belongs to you, God. It's no longer my will but yours. I surrender to you. I determine that you are my Lord. I choose to follow you. Now you run my life. I used to run my life. Now you run my life. And as we follow Jesus in triumphal procession, as we walk around the world, wherever we go, we spread the aroma, the smell of Christ wherever we go, because we've been close to Christ, around Christ, and people smell the Jesus in us. Now, this is really important. Follow me, because this is huge. Listen. What makes you smell like Jesus is the fact that you have surrendered your life to Christ and you are no longer leading your life, but he is leading you. And I want you to catch this. Don't lose this. It says, who always leads us. Can I tell you this? Sometimes people believe that in this world there's a battle between good and evil. And they hold their breath wondering whether good is going to win. I already know who wins. I've read the end of the Bible. Jesus conquers. He wins with power and might. There's a triumphal procession. He conquered when he came. He died on the cross. He conquered death. He gave life. He's opened the door for everybody that wants to follow him to become a follower of Jesus. But in order to follow Jesus, we have to surrender our life. We have to bow our knee. We no longer lead our own lives. Now he leads us. And wherever we go, once we are followers of Jesus, we've been around Jesus, we're part of Jesus. And wherever we go now, the aroma of Christ is around us. Anybody that's around us for a while, they start smelling Jesus on us. Why? Because our life is no longer ours. He's leading us in triumph. Because wherever we go now, people start smelling whatever you've been around, you smell like. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is that now that you're followers of Jesus, and I'm a follower of Jesus, wherever you go, you bring about the aroma of Jesus.
You're listening to Mark Job, a lesson about your spiritual aroma on Bold Steps. And before we continue, Mark, we'd like to express our gratitude to all the listeners who have been providing their faithful monthly support. They're called Bold Partners.
Yeah, we are so grateful for our Bold Partners. By the way, you have helped us really get into a lot of other countries, a lot of places around the world, and it's just amazing that we're able to broadcast these messages in places like Malawi, Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Ghana, we're in Malaysia. And by the way, we just love hearing from people internationally as well.
Sure.
And if you are listening to this program and you are international, please let us know that you're listening by going to boldstepsinternational.org and just leave us a message from whatever country you're listening. We would love to hear from you.
And anyone can contact us at boldstepsradio.org by clicking on Ask a Question and send us your message that way as well. Well, Mark, I want to read a letter from a listener in Balaka, Malawi, who wrote in to say, hello, I want to register my views toward the Bold Steps program, which had given me a leeway to Jesus Christ as my Savior and the Lord of my life. Being a Muslim before and being one of those people who had many queries toward Christians, I had so many questions to ask you, but Jesus answered me all at once, and I'm really appreciating the work you are doing at the Latala radio station. More important, we, the Yao people, should change our way of thinking towards Jesus Christ, for we have a different story, after all, as to compare with what Christians have. I must thank you so much for coming in with such a straightforward message of Jesus.
I love that from Malawi, Africa. Well, thank you so much, because that's the way we present it, straightforward from the Bible. And I'm so encouraged by the way people like this that are hearing the message, and sometimes from a Muslim context or a non-Christian context, but saying, I'm finally understanding who Jesus is, and I'm responding to that message.
All right. Well, if you've previously donated Bold Steps, we invite you to take an even bigger step with this ministry by signing up today to become a Bold Partner and committing to monthly donations. As a Bold Partner, if you give $30 or more per month, you'll be eligible for a 50% discount on all Moody Publishers resources at moodypublishers.org. And additionally, you'll receive a signed copy of Mark's book, Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call, as well as bi-weekly emails from Mark containing uplifting lessons and videos. So, join this team that's reaching out across the world with God's Word and partner with us today by visiting boldstepsradio.org. All right, let's continue with today's message. It's titled, What Do You Smell Like? Here again is Mark Job.
People start smelling the fragrance of God, the presence of God, the goodness of God around you. And that's what the Apostle Paul is referring to. He uses this image and he says, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. What is the knowledge of Him? As you spread the gospel, as you love people, as you pray for people, as you live a different kind of life, as people see a different kind of attitude in you. People should be around you as a follower of Jesus, looking at your life and saying, you smell different. What's up with you? Your attitude is not the same. You don't view life the same. There's something about you that's different. I'm not sure what it is, but it's different. Secondly, the Apostle Paul goes on, and he says, we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. The second thing that I want you to write down is this, is that your smell of Jesus will cause a spiritual reaction in people around you. Paul goes on to say that, for we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma that brings death, and to the other an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Here's what the Apostle Paul is saying, is that when the Spirit of God lives in you, when you have surrendered your life to Christ, when He is leading you, wherever you go, wherever you work, wherever you study, wherever you drive, you bring about the presence of God. Here's what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that the moment that you become a believer, God's address becomes your body, because you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And so now the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Some people talk about going to church. They say we're going to the house of God. When you're a believer, you carry the presence of God with you wherever you go. You go to work, and now it's the house of God. You go to the gym, and this is God's gym. You start driving, this is God's car. You get in the expressway, this is God's expressway. Because wherever you go, you carry the presence of God with you. You don't just come to church to say, oh, God is present in the building. No, that's an old mentality. In the Old Testament, people would go to the tabernacle or to the temple, and the presence of God was in the temple. But in the New Testament, the temple, the presence of God is no longer just in a building, in a temple. The presence of God is in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So now you carry the aroma of Jesus wherever you go. Here's the thing about aromas or scents. Sometimes a smell will attract us, and sometimes a smell will repel us. How about it? Have you ever walked down a street and smelled a bakery. And it makes you just pause. I'm like, wow, man, that smells good. Let me just check it out a moment. Why? And you're just drawn to the smell of something that smells good, something that you know is appetizing. And you just say, let me check it out. And you smell it. And because when something smells good, it draws you, it attracts you, it brings you to something. There's something about an aroma that attracts you to it. But have you ever been around something that smells bad? Don't point to your husband right now. Have you ever been around something that smells bad? Because when something smells bad, you're like, ooh, get it away from me. I don't know. My wife has this thing. She says, she gets in the refrigerator and she says, I think this is past its due date. Mark, can you smell it? No, I don't want to smell it. It's like, why am I the smell guy? She doesn't want to smell it herself because she's like, no, I don't want to smell that nasty stuff. In case it's bad, I want you to smell it. Have you ever opened up your refrigerator after being gone for a long time and opened up and said, whoa, what's going on? Something smells, or your garbage, and whoa, take the garbage out. It smells. You want to get away from something that smells bad, but you're drawn to something that smells good. Listen to me well. As a follower of Jesus Christ and dwelt by the Holy Spirit, you have the smell of God on you. In fact, the more you walk with God, the more you commune with God, the more you surrender to God, the greater the smell of God is on you. And you will have a reaction with people around you. What the Apostle Paul is telling us is that for some people, you smell like life. They're drawn to the smell. They want to be around it. They're drawn to the God inside of you. There's hope inside of you. There's love. There's life. There's the presence of God. And so for those that are seeking life and those that are seeking God and those that experience life, they're drawn to it. They want more of it. They're attracted to it. It awakens something inside of them because you smell like God. To those that are rejecting God, to those that are stubborn, those that want to walk in their own ways, those that are rebellious, those that want to pursue their own life, those that do not want to submit to God, the smell of God in you repulses them, pushes them away, causes a viral reaction towards who you are. Have you ever noticed that?
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, the first half of a lesson titled, What Do You Smell Like? We'll reach the conclusion on tomorrow's program, so make plans to join us then. Remember, if you ever miss one of these daily programs on the radio, you can easily catch up anytime by visiting our website, boldstepsradio.org. On that website, you'll also see that we're offering a brand new resource as this month's Bold Step gift. It's a book about the compelling arguments for faith, one that will challenge skeptics and believers alike. And to tell us more about it, here again is Mark.
In a world filled with doubt and skepticism, as Christians, we need to be ready to offer a compelling case for our faith. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks, to give the reason for the hope that you have." So do you feel prepared to give the answers? Or would you like to know more about the evidence and reasoning that backs the Christian faith? If so, Tim Keller's book, The Reason for God, is a tool that you have been looking for. This New York Times best-selling book will help you explore the foundations for faith, unpacking powerful arguments in a way that will engage both skeptics and believers. Tim does an excellent job of providing clarity on what exactly Christians believe and why faith is more than just wishful thinking. And all this month, we're offering it as the Bold Step gift. Again, it's called The Reason for God, and we'll send you a copy today when you give a financial gift of any amount to the ministry of Bold Steps.
To request this copy of The Reason for God and to give your financial gift online, just go to boldstepsradio.org or give us a call at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Now, if you'd rather send a check through the mail, you can do that easily. Just address it to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And before we wrap up today, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to the Bold Steps podcast on your mobile device if you haven't already. Simply open up your podcast app on your phone or smart device, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and hit the subscribe button to receive automatic downloads of each daily message. If you enjoy the program, please leave a 5-star review or comment to assist other listeners learning more about it. And if you've ever wondered what the Bible has to say about having a strong marriage or how to find your life's purpose, these are just a few topics you can watch Mark Jobe teach on through our brand new Bold Steps YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe there as well by searching for Bold Steps Radio on YouTube. Or just type in youtube.com/@Bold Steps Radio. That brings us to the end of the program. I'm Wayne Shepherd. We'll see you again tomorrow for the conclusion of this message, What Do You Smell Like? That's coming up Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.